It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell. Blurred Lines. Good morning, everyone. It is a Thursday. And, okay, we've got a top 10 for you today. And thank you to Chini Yu for suggesting this. It's actually very simple. But we want you to be creative with this, okay? We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi. All right? So, late ako kasi. But you have to be like, be really creative. Okay, and we're talking about like late to school, late for a meeting with your girlfriend, late for work, late for remembering your anniversary, late for like any kind of late. All right, so you have to be creative. Don't give us the usual the dog ate my homework, so I had to do it again. You know, like just be really creative about it. All right, so the one example would be like late ako kasi ang hirap iwan ng mahal ko, right? Or let's say, kasi nag-serve ng breakfast yung misis ko na naka-lingerie lang. You know, that sort of thing. Like a last-minute seduction. You know, that sort of stuff. So, if you've got entries for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag late ako kasi. All right, continuing with the music, here's some Daft Punk now and Get Lucky on Summer's Hottest. Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the first news bit for today. And I swear, the entire Metro Manila is just abuzz with all the celebrity sightings we've been having the past couple of days. Sarah Jessica Parker is not the only Hollywood celebrity in Manila. Actor Vin Diesel was spotted at the Bonifacio Global City in Taguig City. There's a photo circulating on Twitter showing the lead star of Fast and Furious 6 in a white sando, his signature muscles bared for everyone to see. Diesel and his Fast and Furious 6 co-stars Michelle Rodriguez, Gina Carano, Luke Evans, producer Neil Moritz, and director Justin Lin arrived in Manila Tuesday, May 14. They will grace the high-octane film's red carpet premiere at the Mall of Asia Wednesday night and grant a series of press interviews the day after. That's today. Fast and Furious 6 casts Diesel as retired professional criminal Dominic Toretto, who springs back to action to help bust a mercenary organization. And it's actually even his on his Facebook page. That's like the photo. The one him of him inside the jeepney. There are also pictures of him right outside. But yeah, very interesting. And I even saw videos on Facebook of him with a kid. You know, they... like while walking around along High Street. Wow. Can you just imagine if you were just shopping and suddenly like there's this guy in a sando and you realize, oh my goodness, it's Vin Diesel. Wow. All right. So there you go. So who knows? You might be like just walking around shopping and run into SJP or Vin or one of the other stars, Michelle Rodriguez. And wow, that is just mind-blowing. All right, that's the first news bit for today. We've got more coming up, so watch for that. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1. Some passion pit for you, Carried Away, only here on RX. La 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 la,
The Morning Rush Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Late ako kasi...
I tweeted na nga eh. I tweeted
what was your answer? Yeah.
Late ako kasi bumibili ako ng kape. At late ako nagising.
More importantly, at least ako nagising.
At least ako nagising. Uh-huh. But that comes second.
Sure, sure. Sige. Uh-huh. And,
but today, I have a not a really legitimate excuse.
Not really. We've got the top 10. Late ako kasi. Let's start off with OMG. Late ako kasi may mga cows na tumatawid sa kalsada. Eh, malaki-laki yung herd nila. So, hinintay ko maubos yung cows.
It's actually a really good excuse. I mean, if you're coming like a rural area.
Kunyari, nandito ka lang. Kunyari, nag-aaral ka Ateneo, Lasal.
Wala cows sa Antipolo? No. Antipolo?
From where you live?
Yeah.
Well, my brother-in-law used to live in somewhere in Taytay na Rizal. Talagang literally, when it's very common, like when we've nanliligaw pa lang siya sa ate ko nun.
Okay.
When we go to his house, literally, sometimes you have to stop for like 10 minutes kasi ayaw gumalaw ng cow.
Yeah.
And just standing in the middle of the road and you're like, okay,
actually, there's a cow. Isn't there like a better way to make cows move?
You can't eh. Because one time he took a hairbrush and he swatted the puet of the cow.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing NR. Happened.
And then man brush yun ah. Tapos for like two...
Siyempre branded pa talaga
yung brush. Yeah, and 2 months hindi niya magamit yung brush kasi amoy baka. And kahit binambad din niya sa alcohol,
ganun pa rin.
You couldn't take the cow smell. They were that stinky.
What if sound? Like if they hear a gunshot, do they
Well,
run?
I'm sure kung gunshot, siguro they will move. But or they'll... sound of a lion.
Wow.
But I mean...
So you'll have to get a live lion.
Well, let me put it this way. Are they hardwired to fear the sound of lions?
I don't know nga.
Let's say they've never seen a lion.
Yeah, yun nga. That's what I was thinking. Baka kasi baka dog pa
an
pwede.
Instinctive thing eh. How well, for sure, dogs will be able to.
That's why they have a cattle prod.
Yeah. Well, a prod kasi is for branding.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I always thought it was like for para move cow.
I guess that too. But usually when you say a cattle prod,
diba? Kasi diba merong cattle prod na may electricity?
Okay.
I think that's what it's for.
That's kind of cruel.
Yeah. But they
sana
have
dogs
that.
Na lang. Kasi dogs can really hurt, eh. Yung mga border collie.
All right.
They nip at the heels, the quote-unquote heels of the cow. So, they move and they're kind of scared of dogs.
That's kind of mean also.
No naman. Because the dogs don't really bite. You know how it is like when
they're playful.
When you have
whatever,
a puppy, diba, they tend to nip at your... Ganun lang naman yun. It's not like they get hurt. But enough that the cows will move.
Yung ano, they nip at your friends named Paul.
Yeah, and so, what's the point, ha? Huh?
Wala lang. They, ano, tapos si Paul will run away after.
After being nipped?
Oh, para, stop nipping at me.
Stop nipping at Paul, Stop it.
Stop nipping at me. My name is Paul.
Ganun talaga, ha? Stop nipping at me. My name is Paul.
And I'm going to stay here. Talaga ganun. My name is Paul.
And, or kung medyo, ano siya, medyo, yung weird yung accent niya. Paul. My name is Paul.
Kasi ano siya, it's Moroccan. But instead of Paul, it's Paul. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Paul.
Hindi siya, hindi mestizo siya eh. Kasi pinkish, maminkish-minkish siya eh. Si Paul. Kasi mestizo siya.
Pero may haro rin siyang pagka-Arabian.
Haro? May haro.
Haro.
Kasi meron siyang haro.
May haro rin siya.
May haro siya.
Panaparari.
Foreigner.
Sobaro.
And Jay Ryan says...
Talaga magkamali dito. Diba?
Jay Ryan says, late ako kasi magdamag kang tumatakbo sa isipan ko.
Nice. Okay yan eh. Kasi you're not only using an excuse as a late, but you're also flattering the person.
Tsaka nakabanat ka pa. No, I mean like, yun.
Nakahirit.
Yeah, nakahirit
ka pa.
Kaya nga. Yun. And also, from Custer Winston, late ako kasi I stayed up all night trying to interpret yung mga mixed signals mo.
Ay.
Rusher J says, late ako kasi hinatid ko pa si Vin Diesel sa airport.
Nux!
Or si SJP.
Hey, just in case they're tuned in, can we say hi to Rodda and to Jelly?
Hello! Good morning!
Jelly hosted yesterday.
Oh!
Because they had the premiere at MOA.
Yeah!
And so she has her photos with Vin Diesel Michelle Rodriguez and Gina Carano.
Yeah.
And even Luke Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty nice. But Vin Diesel looks so massive.
He is. And it's so cute, his Facebook page.
It's him
yung
in
banner
jeep.
Niya, yung nasa jeep siya.
Yeah, yung nasa loob.
It's so cool. Grabe.
Yeah, because I think he rented out a whole jeep.
Yeah.
And then...
And it's nice. It's not those... Yung fake jeeps just for tourists. It was a jeep.
It's a jeep. Yeah,
it's
the
jeep that, you
that
know, people ride in. That Pinoys would ride in.
Yeah, yun nga. Parang I think he rented it out and then used it as a means of getting around.
Yeah, it was so cool. He's so cool.
Actually, that's true.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, late ako kasi hindi gumamit ng protection ang jowa.
Ay!
That kind of
late. That kind of late.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi, comes from OMGN.
OMGN says,
tatlo yun eh. So first, ma'am, hindi ako late. Ayoko lang talaga mag-math. I just really skipped your...
I skipped your class.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I think that's maybe one of the reasons why math is rarely the first subject.
Because?
Because in my, how many, in my 4 years of college, of high school, math was never the first subject.
Really?
Was it for you?
I never thought about it. If math was,
it was always like,
I'm pretty sure we've had a math.
English or science.
Na first subject.
Kami parating gitna.
Talaga.
Like after recess or something.
I never noticed. I never took notice. Hmm. And also, OMGN says, ma'am, nasa labas na ako ng classroom eh. Naglupang hinirang.
Tumigil ako.
Pero you would have been late already because I don't think they do the lupang hinirang.
Hindi, nasa school ka kapos
before,
ka.
Before, ah. O sa bagay, no? It's not like work na you there's a bundy clock.
Pero
you're not, you're late until you're in the classroom.
Yeah. Pero naglupang hinirang, ibig sabihin, then all the students should have been outside.
But... That's what I was thinking. Kasi pag naglupa, nene, pwede kasi naglulupang hinirang na nasa gate ka pa. Like in our case.
Alright.
Nasa gate ka pa lang, nasa loob ka na ng school, pero nadidinig mo na yung lupang hinirang. Pero wala,
wala ka pa sa classroom.
Dun sa area.
And then, by the time that the lupang hinirang ends, your classmates would have already been walking
wala
to the
na,
classroom
yeah.
And then you would have been late.
Wala na late.
Twice as far.
And finally, OMGN says, wait lang! Nagchichinelas pa yung tao eh. From... Centipede.
Kaya naman siya pala. Kaya tagal
yun. Ang dami niyang chichinelasan
para natapos na lang yung buong araw. Wait lang kasi.
Wait lang. Nag-chichinelas pa. Or worse, nagra-rubber shoes.
Kasi may tali.
Each sintas, di ba? Sintasin mo bawat.
Tapos by the time matapos siya, sabihin niya, ay, tapos na yung classes. Sige, tatanggal na ako sapatos.
Or, ay, shoot, hindi ako nag-medyas. Tatanggalin mo ulit lahat. Memedyasan mo bawat paa. Tapos sasapatusan mo ulit. Alright, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag late ako kasi. Monts Radio RX93.1. Okay, alam mo kung bakit ako late? Kasi nagtanggal pa ako ng bones dun sa chicken wings.
Actually, hassle nga yun.
Kasi gusto ko sana yung kakainin ko na lang. Eh, hindi. Talagang, you know.
You have to take it out pa.
Actually, kailangan ko pa magkamay. Kasi nga, well, may bones, yeah. Diba? So, after that, maghuhugas ka pa.
And kasi nagpakahirap ka pa. You could have just gotten Pure Foods Crisp and Juicy Boneless Wingers.
Oo nga naman.
Yeah.
Diba?
Okay.
No bones, no hassle.
Exactly. You know, first off, you can get more meat from your chicken wings because there are no bones.
Diba?
It comes in an initial variant of soy garlic and it's only 72 pesos per 200 gram pack, so you can enjoy your fast food style chicken wings at home.
And you know, that's the thing. Hindi ka malilate kasi it only takes 3 minutes of frying straight from the freezer. So wala ka ng thawing time. You fry it frozen just for 3 minutes and voila. Crispy, nice. Crispy na, masarap na, tapos wala pa siyang bones.
Tapos di ka pa malilate kasi naghanap ka ng stock sa grocery or
wala
whatever.
Na,
kasi
it's available in all supermarkets and groceries nationwide. So no bones, no hassle.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX93.1, the top 10 for today, courtesy of Chini Yu. Thank you, Chini. You know, when I was looking at, because what I do is when I see interesting, like, suggestions, yeah. I favorite it. This was like pre-Christmas pa.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago. Because sometimes I miss it when I go through it.
So I saw it while I was buying the coffee in Starbucks. I was like, aba, may inspiration to.
And then it was sent in by Chini. Like, I decided to look at the really, like, older suggestions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we never did this.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, thank you to Chini. I hope she's still listening. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi. Let's start off with OMGN. Ma'am, hinold up ako. Tapos sabi, hold up to. Ibigay niyo yung mga thesis niyo. Like, Kasi, wow.
Yun ang hold up sa kanya. Actually, gusto sa ante.
Oo, gusto rin lang ng thesis. And also from OMG, ma'am kasi, 1 hour yung red light.
No, but you know those times when it feels like...
Yeah. Pero grabe ha. Di ba like uso now yung mga traffic lights na may number?
Yeah,
what do you call that? Yung may countdown?
Yeah, may countdown.
It's so weird. Yung 60 seconds...
Takes so much longer.
Feels like it's an hour.
Yeah, maybe because you see it eh.
And I was like, that's technically just 1 minute. And if you were to ask me, would you wait 1 minute? Of course, it's just 1 minute. Pero yeah. When you're... Lalo na pag ikaw yung pinaka nasa harap.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh my gosh, this 60 seconds? Why does it feel so... 60 minutes, no? 60 seconds.
No, but seriously, di ba when you look
it's
at
so
the clock,
weird.
Everything just seems so slow.
Yeah, like slow motion.
Tapos, and parang, whenever naman you see a green light, without the countdown, it feels so short.
Bilis-bilis naman.
Pero pag nakita mo pala, mga 100 plus seconds.
And I really hate the one in, can I just say, the one in...
Ayala.
Yung sa may High Street, yung one, if you turn left, you're going out into C5.
Oh, right.
I swear, it's like 5 seconds, yung green light.
Yeah, yung green light.
Why is it like that?
Usually, their left
turn. It's so fast.
In the fourth, usually the left turns will take really, will it'll be a really short time.
Parang ang OA lang. But, I can't imagine why it
would even without the left green light,
yeah,
you can make a left just carefully. As long as it's still a green.
Yeah. Hindi, pero that one kasi it's like, no, even the go, the green and the go.
Ah, really?
It's like less than 10 seconds. Because meron nang countdown eh. So I was like, pag go niya, you could see that, nakagad, like 9, 8, 7. I'm like, whoa, that's a little too fast.
But there are certain,
I mean, that specific one. Because I don't think everything around BGC naman is like
that. Yeah. Not everything has a countdown. And
traffic
not light. Everything there is short din naman. But there are certain traffic lights also that have a pressure plates.
Oh.
So if,
really? Wow.
If there
that's
are a lot
high-tech.
Of cars, yeah, at least in Cebu. I'm not sure if we have it here now.
No, because, yesterday it was okay because I was fetching someone at the airport around 1 o'clock.
Okay. So, yeah. Who are you fetching?
It was fine.
Do you have relatives?
It was fine.
Do you have relatives?
There was no traffic.
Did you have any friends?
And so, Pero it was the most... I don't think
was
I've ever experienced that.
Thing?
Sobrang malas ko.
Was it a
kagabi.
Vacation?
As in, literally, ha? Literally. Oh. Every single stoplight
would
in
turn
BGC.
Red. Yeah.
No, actually, even beyond. Even yung nandun ka na sa may McKinley.
Yeah.
Literally, yung I'm like a few meters from the intersection tas magre-ren.
Hanggang saan kang terminal?
Tapos mag-go. Ha?
Hanggang saan terminal ka?
T3.
Ah, terminal 3E. Mm. Anong flights lang ba meron doon?
Alam mo, may point yung story ko eh.
May point din ako.
Alam ko.
May point din ako.
Ayoko yung point mo. Tapos, like literally, yung pagdating, pag ikaw na yung next, red. Tapos mag-go. Tapos when I get to the next stoplight, ganun na naman.
Mm.
And
tapos eventually dumating ka dun sa so, diba?
Ay, nako.
Dumating ka sa airport, tapos saan mo sinundo?
Sa Bay 3.
Anong sabi mo?
Sa Bay 3.
Anong sabi pagpasok sa pagpasok?
Wala naman. Sabi ko lang, tsaka hindi naman yun, work eh.
So usually, hindi naman yun work?
Usually may kotse naman, diba?
Wait.
Nag-vacation, okay? Okay, nanundo ako.
So you
ganon?
Work.
Ay, nako. Also, I'm sure may mga taong nakaka-relate dito.
Hmm.
From Kiko Monster. Ang bagal ng internet. Hinintay ko muna mag-load.
Actually, that's true. And you know how, you're already running late for like, I don't know, a meet-up with some friends or whatever. But because you're watching something, you end up leaving late.
Or at least for me, sobrang frustrating. You're updating.
Right.
And you can't leave
You can't leave kasi it'll just...
At saka parang ako, I'm not a techie, so I get so praning na parang...
Yeah, it'll damage.
To like, click yung
cancel.
Yung cancel. Gusto ko like,
you're
let's
just praning
because
it'll erase your Dragon Veil.
No, but other things. But things can go wrong. So you want to make sure it finishes updating. I mean, hindi mo ina-expect ang tagal pala. Mm-hmm. Akala mo parang...
And it's always good to make sure that it finishes it.
Yes.
Diba? Parang yeah. you don't wanna preempt anything.
The load. Gusto mo talaga complete yung pagka-load niya.
Yung pagka-load. Oh. Hindi pwede yung yeah, biglaan yeah. lang para 80% pa lang. Tapos boom!
Ay, no.
Putol ang connection.
We don't want that.
Diba? Kasama yun.
And Coco Hernandez says, ito lalo na pag ang nagtanong sa'yo, boss or teacher, late ako kasi it's none of your business. Ay, oh.
Hey, can I just squeeze this one in? West Eyes was just saying, late ako kasi lumelevels at I could be the one ako kagabi.
Nako, naks!
Tapos diba, at Gino Boy. Gets. At least you understand.
Ano nga eh, yung... Somebody, a friend was telling me na parang yung parang... Oh, ano? Magka-ano ka ba? Magka-Avicii ka ba?
Which friend?
No, iba. Oh, iba to.
Legit friend.
Oh, legit friend. Magka-Avicii ka ba? Sabi daw nung kausap niya.
Oh.
Hindi naman nakaano akong South Beach diet. Kaya I stay away. Ayoko mag-Avicii na ngayon kasi ano eh, ayoko kumain ng spaghetti, ng mga lasagna.
Babe,
tama ko ng tama kasi. Tsaka parang ang cool pa nung, hindi ako punta kasi South Beach diet ako. Ayoko ng spaghetti.
But then again, you know, you think about it, to people who don't like house music or whatever, you probably won't know who he is. Or I mean, you know who he is, but like...
Or maybe you know, pero like kunyari. Ako, I know the names of the basketball players, but I don't watch.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with what kind of players they are.
I think kasi,
so siguro parang ganun.
But maybe house music has a smaller market compared to like basketball.
Oh, naman.
Whereas basketball kasi it's all in your face. Eh. I mean, you see LeBron James, obviously.
Right. But you know.
So parang...
Parang yung Kaliskis siguro, lang yan eh, no, kahapon.
Ay, naku.
Yung
the mother of dragons.
Si Kaliskis. Oh, yeah, pero it's a good mistake.
Kasi yeah, actually, dragons have Kaliskis.
Oh.
It does make sense.
Kaya ako,
I wouldn't call it a good mistake, though.
Kung merong mga fantaserya na parang ang peg Game of Thrones, gamitin niya yun. Yung mother of dragons, gamitin niya si Kaliskis.
Si
Kaliskis. Diba? Ayan.
Tapos si Ned Stark.
Ano?
Ned Stark.
Ned
His
Stark?
Last name ko si Stark.
Si OMG Ann says, late ako kasi bitch ka. So gusto kita paghintayin.
Late
gusto,
ako nun.
Gusto kita paghintayin. Okay. Diba? So maghintay ka.
Pero pwede rin kasing, alam mo yung wala lang. Just because I want to say you're a bitch.
Exactly. And the top. Way to complete the statement. Late ako kasi... Let's see here. Comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
late ako, kasi diba sabi nila, you have to save the best for last. You just might actually get away with it.
Actually, that's true.
Yung parang inuna ko na lahat ng mga unimportant stuff, hinuli kita kasi,
ikaw yung
save the best for last.
So, but it could be self-serving eh. Kasi you could be the last. So you could be saying, na parang kunwari, in a classroom of 40 people, you're the last one to get there. And you say, kasi save the best for last.
Eh. I'm the best. Kasi ako yung
so
best.
I'm the best.
Oh, nga, no. No, I don't think it works for, kunyari, school or office.
Yeah.
Kailangan to yung you're meeting up
you're
with someone.
You're meeting up with somebody, yeah.
And so there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Late ako kasi. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag late ako kasi.
Okay, wait. I'm really, really excited for this because we are giving away a photo op and a meet and greet with a cast of Fast and the Furious 6.
All right, today. So
this is happening today.
Today, okay.
Later on at 6 p.m. over at Glorieta.
Nice.
So once again, the Fast and the Furious 6, it is a photo op and a meet and greet. We'll confer on how we're going to give it away.
Okay, okay.
And then we'll let you guys know.
Cool.
But, you know, stick around for it.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
There you go for everybody out there with an Avicii hangover. Avicii's I Could Be the One. Can we just say good morning to Leonard?
Hey, Leonard!
Hey, Leonard.
Hey, thank you for yesterday.
Yeah, and he's saying happy birthday to Arvin Marifosque from Team Azucals. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! All right, here we go. So news.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Well, we've got another update on Angelina Jolie's brave medical journey. Apparently, the journey is far from over. The humanitarian and mother of six revealed last Monday that she had a preventive double mastectomy after finding out she carried the BRCA1 gene. Due to this mutated gene, Jolie learned there was an 87% chance that she would get breast cancer and a 50% chance she would develop ovarian cancer. Now, People Magazine reports that Jolie, 37, will also undergo surgery to remove her ovaries this time.
Oh, wow.
Some doctors recommend patients do this before the age of 40 or when a woman is done having children, though it may trigger early menopause. Jolie's mother, Marceline Bertrand, with whom the actress was extremely close, passed away at the age of 56 after losing her 7-year battle with ovarian cancer.
Oh, wow. So she's just more susceptible to cancer than
most. She is, because she has BRCA1 gene.
Oh, wow.
And so all of this is preventive. So she didn't get her mastectomy or her or get her ovaries out because she has cancer.
Because she has cancer, but because she wants to avoid it.
Exactly. So she wants to live long for her children.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why she started having so many kids already.
Yeah.
So that she could...
So that she could have this done.
I think she really had this in mind.
Planned out, yeah.
That's why she, you know, started having kids. I mean,
but wow.
Adopted and biological.
But hey, you know what? This is actually really good because it gives information for, you know, a lot of people out there.
I mean, that's what makes it very brave because, you know, it's not very glamorous to tell the
public. Not at all.
Especially when you're an A-lister like Angelina Jolie. But you can tell that it's an important message. And for her to lay it out there for everyone to see, it's because she wants to... You know, she wants people to know about it.
To know about it, that there are these options.
And that there's nothing to be ashamed. So kudos to Angelina for doing this. All right, so there you go. That's the second news bit for today. We've got some more coming up for you guys. We've got the quite a controversial bit later.
Is it from Chris Brown again?
No, it's local news, but it's very controversial.
All right.
Has Charisse Pimpenko eloped?
Oh.
Things have been, there's a lot of talk that this is so. We'll give you details on that. Even her mother spoke up about it. We'll talk about it later on. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right. So, like we said, you know, it has been raining the past couple of days. But it doesn't mean that it's not warm.
Yeah, sobrang it's still so warm. Init.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's like pouring outside. I'm in my room while it's raining, air conditioned, pero I'm sweating. You know, alam mo yung parang the heat is just wrapped. It's parang the whole city is wrapped in a very hot blanket.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd need a couple of ways to cool. Okay, you need three things to cool you down.
Okay.
All right. It's really simple. Three steps now.
Three steps.
Mainit.
Yeah.
Cool it. And move it. But you don't do this with your body.
No.
Because if you do that with your body, then mainit ang kalalo.
Medyo weird.
Alright, so mainit, cool it, move it. This is what you do with Nescafe 3-in-1 Creamy Latte or the Chocolate.
Wow, okay.
It's really simple because, okay, the mainit part is you put the Creamy Latte or the Chocolate in 1/4 cup hot water.
Okay, to dissolve it.
Cool it. You know, you add 1/2 cup of cold water plus 3 ice cubes.
Oh, I'm liking it already. Oh,
diba? And then move it. And then you just stir it. And then there you go.
Wow, okay, that sounds good. And, tsaka parang ito, no, it's unique, eh? Parang it's 3-in-1, but it's iced.
Yeah.
Parang it's cold, diba? Sarap ice cold. So,
because you don't always want hot coffee.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes, you want coffee.
Pero pag mainit, gusto
pero pag mainit,
mo talaga,
you want something cold naman.
Something very
something refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's so easy, diba? It's just mainit, cool it, move it. So if you want creamy white coffee, there's Nescafe 3-in-1 Creamy Latte. If you want creamy chocolatey coffee, you go for Nescafe 3-in-1 Chocolate Latte. Syrup ice cold.
All right. Hey, and in just a little bit, we are giving away meet and greet passes for the cast of Fast and the Furious 6.
Okay.
This comes with a photo op as well. So,
oh my gosh.
How do you want to give it away?
I don't know. Let's see.
Ooh, I know. Call us up and then sing a song from the movie. Well, not this one, but from the series.
No, sing Fast and the Furious, diba? Fast and Furious 6, diba?
Yeah.
So you have to sing that Fast and Furious 6 times, pero kantahin niya. Fast and Furious 6.
That is the worst idea ever, but we're gonna do it anyway. So give us a call over at 631-9393.
With feelings, ha?
And come up with your own rendition.
Okay. We have to, pwedeng ballad, pwedeng mala Avicii, pwedeng, you know.
Nox. O sige, gawin natin.
Diba?
So kunwari tatawag ka, diba? Parang, RX, hello.
Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious 6. Tapos, ano naman? Adele.
Once again. Ready pa. Alright, hello.
Fast and Furious 6.
Times 6.
Kasi ang tagal nun eh. Kung balad. Okay?
Alright. So,
Fast and Furious 6, ha?
As long as your song has Fast and the Furious 6 or Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious 6. Tapos 6 times nyo sasabihin yun, pero in song form.
Oh, diba?
Pwede rin hip-hop.
Pero sana naman huwag nyo masyadong matagalan.
Huwag nyo naman tagalan. Pero basta kailan 6 times. At saka kailan ma-impress kami.
Oo.
We reserve the right na even after all that effort, pag hindi namin type, we'll look for somebody else.
Alright. So call us up. 631-9393 for meet and greet passes with a cast.
Wow.
And a photo op as well.
Okay.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Wait, so are we? What are we going to do?
We have somebody on the line. We'll see what she has.
Before the top 10,
it should be the Fast and the Furious 6. We are giving away a photo op and a meet and greet with the cast later on. It's happening at 6 p.m. So let's say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Maharlika Chan.
Maharlika Chan.
Wow.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready ka ba, Chan? Okay ka ba, Chan?
I get a lot of that.
I'm sure you do. All right, here you go.
Okay.
No, it's your rendition of Fast and the Furious 6.
Okay, this is actually on LSS.
Okay.
Fast and the Furious 6. Fast and the Furious 6. Fast and the Furious 6. Fast and the Furious 6.
Apat pa lang yun.
Fast and the Furious 6. Fast and the Furious 6.
Pero in fairness, ha? Yung transfer niya from full voice to falsetto. Aba?
Aba?
So what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Congratulations. You get for yourself a photo op and a meet and greet with the cast of the Fast and the Furious 6.
Yay. All right.
Okay, so here's what I need you to do. I need you to stay on the line. We're just going to do the top 10, then we'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay,
and, sige, sino yung comedian na sobrang batak na makikita mo rin sa Fast and Furious 6?
Vin Diesel? Sorry.
Mali. Comedian.
Sino?
Ha?
Meron. Hindi naman comedian si Vin Diesel.
Oh my God.
Si Mr. Vin.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I want to slap you so hard.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. On behalf of RX, I would like to apologize.
Si Mr. Vin. Diba?
Tapos dala niya yung ano niya, yung Mini Cooper niya.
Pwede mo rin baligtarin yung joke eh. Sabihin mo, ano yung apelido ni Mr. Bean? Sabi mo, Diesel.
Bean?
Si Bean Diesel.
Okay.
Sige, fine, go. Thank you.
Anyway, stay on the line, okay?
Don't put the phone down.
Alright.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Diba, ang ganda? Ano yung apelido ni Mr. Bean? Diesel.
Pwede rin, ano first name ni Mr. Bean?
Ano?
Shunt.
Sean Bean?
You don't know who Sean Bean is?
Ah, Sean Bean. Akala ko kasi Fast and Furious. Labo naman ito. Okay, so...
Malabo rin yung hirit mo eh.
Wah, ang ganda kaya.
One good turn deserves another.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Late ako kasi... Okay, let's start off with... All right. Yun. Okay. Joe Rasselli says, kasi we ran out of water, so in order for me to bathe, I had to fetch pa from the neighbor's well.
Wow. Talagang well.
Oo nga eh.
Tapos, to make it even worse, nandun si Sadako, kaya natagalan ako.
Dun sa, ayun. Pero grabe no, can you imagine if talagang, yung panahon pa ng well talaga na...
Poso. Yung binubomba mo.
Pero ano pa yun eh, high-tech pa yun eh.
Actually, that's
but
true.
But a well, like, literally, to like, drop the bucket. Tapos yung merong
pulley. Can you imagine yung mga ano, yung mga bathhouses so pa talaga before?
Yeah. Wow.
Diba? Weird. Tapos parang, oh Brad, sabihin na tayo papuntang office ah. O sige, sabihin na tayo, kita naman tayo sa bathhouse ah.
Ay!
Medyo awkward eh.
Think about bathhouse, di ba outhouse or something?
No, a bathhouse. Like in the Roman era.
That's
diba,
the only
they didn't have indoor plumbing.
Oh, diba in ano, remember in when we were in Beijing, they were explaining
that like, some of the places had bathhouses. But at least naman with this one.
No, pati ano lang, not just bathhouses. Talagang literally bathroom. Kung kunyari, you have to do number one or number two.
Yeah, that's
you had
really
to
where
walk,
you go.
I don't know how many meters.
Because they don't have enough space in their house.
There are no bathrooms per house.
Yeah.
There's a common bathroom. For like, I don't know how many houses.
No, but at least with this, it's a shower. In Roman era, it's like a pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, they showed na parang si Attila the Hun was so into like the Turkish baths. Eh, di ba pag ano natin, pag Attila the Hun, some barbarian, he actually loved swimming in those luxurious Turkish baths.
Wow.
He liked to chill after like
killing
and maiming
people.
So many people.
Like, diba? Just may commercial siya, no? After a long day of work, hard killing and maiming people,
yeah,
I like to go to my bathhouse. So check out.
Tapos yung ano, yung pag dip niya sa pool, magiging red.
Magiging red.
Kasi talagang so filled with blood.
Soaked with, or it's that time of the month.
Diba? Wow. Okay. And, also, Butter Baby says, kasi hindi na ako makaalis sa sulok na pinag-iwanan mo sa akin simula nang umalis ka sa buhay ko.
Wow.
Whoa.
If that's not an excuse to be late, I don't know what is.
Shivana says, eto, ewan ko kung makaka-relate ka. Hinintay ko munang bumaba yung blood alcohol level ko sa legal driving limit. Kaya ako late. Ay, alam na. Alam na. Also, Adonis Mabangi says, binisita ako ng crush ko sa panaginip ko.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
I really wish they would come up with a machine already where you can control your dreams.
Yeah.
Na parang you can just input like a scenario.
Kung anong gusto mo.
Uh-oh.
Or to recontinue. Sometimes yung frustration ko, like, I have such a really good dream. Or yung... You know it was a good dream, but you can't remember what it was. So what you want to do is to sleep again so it'll continue.
But I can recontinue some dreams.
Ah, really?
Like, parang, okay, let's just say I had a dream, kunwari na ng Titanic, parang ganun. And then, like, you know, my dream was halfway through. What I'll do is if I wake up, I just try to go back to sleep again and imagine. Like, parang I fill in the rest of the story first with my imagination. And then when I go back to sleep, the dream happens again.
Because I really hate it when, speaking of crushes... Yung on a regular basis, marami ka namang crush, di ba? Yung makita mo sa ganito, sa ganyan. Pero
kagabi,
every now and then...
Kagabi, nakita mo.
But every now and then, meron kang crush na yung just wouldn't leave.
What do you mean?
Like yung in your head, you're always thinking about them. You're always like...
Ah, right. Na parang they're always nakatambay.
Yung ang kulit. Yung...
Sino to?
Tapos next, I wouldn't know.
Oh, sige,
I never
let's,
have
let's
those.
Make a deal. I'll tell you who that crush is for me. You tell us who that crush is for you. Why? Why not?
No!
Why not?
Adaya!
Ano ba daya dun? That's equal footing.
No, not quite.
Pray tell, explain.
Not quite.
Please explain.
Hindi, kasi... Basta.
Please explain.
Next!
Ask for an extra sheet of paper if you need it.
Sebastian says, I was actually on time. E napadaan ako sa... Sa cafe, nagko-coffee run ako, hinarot ako ng barista. Has this ever happened to you, Gina Boy?
No. Sometimes I wish it would.
Meron ka man ganito experience,
sana hinarot
Gina
ako
Boy.
Pero wala eh.
Ha?
Wala eh, friendly-friendly lang.
Ganun ba? Na-friend zone ka ba?
Midge.
Ay.
What do you mean?
Also, sa...
I wouldn't know. I just, you know me. I'm all business. I just go there, buy the coffee, and then leave.
Leave. Zephy Licious says, kasi lagi kang late. So if you ask me, kunyari, bakit ka late? Kasi lagi kang late.
So bumabawi
so
ka
naman,
lang.
Yun ang hirap.
That makes sense.
Ang hirap pag ganun, kasi then, the next time we meet, dahil alam
babawian
mo,
na lang kayo.
Babawian kita, so
babawian
you'll be extra late.
Ay.
Diba? So wala na. You'll just get there later and later and later. Si Kawengtar says, "Ma'am, kaya ako late. Kasi namatay na po ako. So my best friend had to get the Dragon Balls to revive me pa para lang makapasok ako sa trabaho."
Oh, di ba?
Oh, yun man.
Pero grabe ah.
Good for you.
Namatay ka na, kaka-revive lang sa'yo, and the first thing that you do go back to work.
I
grabe.
Deserve a
dedication.
Medal. I deserve a medal.
You do indeed.
Yan ang tinatawag na dedication.
Daddy.
Yeah, dedication. That's what I said.
Such
diba?
A slippery one you are.
What? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, "Late ako kasi," comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
"Late ako kasi hindi ako ang dapat maghintay. Dapat ako ang hinihintay."
No. Oh. It's like a remember Gandalf?
Yeah.
In Lord of the Rings 1.
Mm.
When Frodo said, "You're late. A wizard is never late." He comes in exactly when
he should.
When he should.
Pero ito ah, ito. I'm not saying this because to annoy you. Pero there really is I was reading an article.
Mm.
There was really a study, and it turns out people who are habitually late,
yeah,
hold themselves in very high esteem.
Really?
Mm. Kasi parang what you don't realize that the thought process in your head is, "I'm worth waiting for."
Pwede rin naman kasi yung thought process mo, hindi pa kasi nagsistart yung thought process mo kasi tulog ka pa.
No, it's true. Kasi like you don't feel the need to like be there
to be
early.
There early.
Kasi parang, kasi ba most people would be like, what's the thing na, why don't you want to be late? Kasi baka iwan ka.
Mm.
Or they would go on without you.
Right.
But if you feel like, but you know, I'm important. Or I'm a fun guy. Or whatever it is. Basta you're important enough na, they're not gonna leave without me. So, you don't feel the need to be on time.
To be on time.
See? What? How dare you? Ganun. Kaya yung mga kunyari, may barkada kayo. Tapos there's always this one person or two people who
are
always
late. No,
but
that's the
thing. That's the, ano, when think
it's
about
a,
it.
When it's a normal after 6 a.m. thing, I'm rarely late. Like with my friends and whatever. I'm always there.
Kasi, no, siguro with the people who are habitually late, regardless of, kunyari, it's not because hirap kang gumising or anything, pero kahit sa gabi.
Yeah.
Diba, there's always that one person who's always late. It's, meron silang ganang thing going, thought process in their head. They may not realize it, or they're not thinking it.
They're not thinking it directly. But that's just how, hardwired.
Because remember, If you're a nobody in that group, then they'll just go ahead without
you. They'll just go ahead without
kunyari,
you. Kunyari,
usapan nyo, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, wala ka. They'll go.
Mm.
Diba? But then, you know, you got this thing na parang, they're not gonna leave.
Yeah, they're not gonna start without me.
Because I'm,
or something like
diba?
That, yeah.
I'm essential to the whole barkada. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I've read that.
I'm trying to like legitimately analyze if this applies to me.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it, because within my barkada, or within, as long as it's a...
You're not the one who's always late.
I'm not... Actually, I'm rarely late when it comes to that. It's just...
Kasi means, like, I remember, with most even orgs.
Yeah.
Di ba, you notice that?
Yeah.
Naalala ko
na
when I was in UP, pag may meeting kami ng org, talagang it's the same people who are late. And then when you think about it, oo nga, sila nga yung medyo... They're not exactly insecure.
Yeah.
They're not exactly...
But then again, there are so many other factors also. Like, let's just say, with you, I think one of the reasons why you're rarely late, is because you're too OC.
Oh, well, yeah.
You really are. Like, you're so obsessive-compulsive when it comes to that and everything else.
Yeah.
So, parang, it breaks your routine if you're late.
Hindi, tsaka...
Tsaka...
Meron akong history of being left behind, eh.
No! Well, guess what?
What?
You don't have to worry about that with me.
Again, you don't have to worry about that with me, because I'll be late too.
Because you have the capability to leave me behind.
Kaya hindi mo ako pwede iwan, kasi mas late ka sa akin. Alright, and there you go. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, "Late ako kasi," comes from Si Kawengtor
says,
"Late ako kasi, hello, kasalanan mo. Di ba ang sabi ko, magkita tayo ng 7 o'clock Tokyo time."
Di ka nakikinig.
Hindi ka nakikinig.
Hindi ka nakikinig. Kung nakikinig ka lang, ito sana
diba?
Alam mo na.
Ang linaw-linaw eh. Tokyo time.
Okay. Alright.
So the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag late ako kasi.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. Part 3.
Morning rush.
Radio RX 93.1. Fantasy fail.
I miss Del.
Fantasy miss
Del.
Fail.
Del could rain us in. Eh.
I swear, pag wala talaga si Del, nagwa-wild tayo eh. No?
Our even imagination goes crazy.
Lest you think, we don't do anything off air.
Yeah.
Yung kwentuhan lang.
Yung kwentuhan lang. And not about we each other.
No. We just go crazy with our stories.
Yeah.
Kahit papano, ini-edit pa rin namin for Del's sake yung mga stories.
Yeah, kasi you know, we're very sensitive.
Of course, to her female sensibilities.
Exactly. Diba? Yeah.
All right.
Somewhat
and,
sensitive.
Tayo'y mga Pinoy. Thank you to Chini Yu for suggesting the top 10 statements, ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi... Let's start off. And no, we're not doing this because of Gino Boy.
You didn't need to put that disclaimer in.
No! Ang dami entries, puro Gino Boy, Gino Boy.
Eh, wala. Ganyan talaga.
And, okay. Let's see here. Let's start off with... Ilad Villanueva. Kasi po, nabagsakan ng asteroid yung bahay namin. Kaya, ayun, nagusot yung uniform ko. Kaya, pinlansya ko muna.
Yun lang yun nangyari.
Yun lang talaga. Pinagsakan ng asteroid.
Nagusot
na,
lang.
Nagusot yung uniform. Parang Superman yung pen.
Believable.
Yung yun lang ang nangyari.
Para
nothing
after all
else.
Of that. Damn it. Nagusot yung shirt ko.
Oo. Lalo kung gusot mayaman yung suot mo. Yung uniform mo. And also, that guy Mark X says, actually, sumakay ako ng maaga ng FX. Eh, may maganda. So, sinamahan ko sa Quiapo. Eh, Ortigas ang baba ko.
I
know so many friends, lalo na nung college ganyan. Yung,
yeah.
I had a lot of friends who commute on a daily basis. Ang dami nilang like
kwento na ganyan.
Stories ng during commutes, yung may makikita sila or makaka
tapos sobra sila.
'Di ba yung mga ganun? Tapos yung basta the stories.
Yeah.
Some have met.
Yeah.
Have hooked up, you know, because of wala lang parang because I was never a commuter, so I find it so titillating.
Interesting.
Diba? May parang like,
there lies your ano.
Oh.
You're wanting
tama
for
na.
Ano.
Tama na. Kasi the stories I've heard, I was like, I should commute more often. Kasi parang like,
kasi
I
you're
swear.
Such a spoiled princess.
No naman, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to say para. Do you know that?
You just say para.
I know, pero I find it so parang...
Mama, para.
Yun, ako conscious ako.
Oh, you don't even have to. You just put a coin and then you...
They say it's rude though.
Really?
Yeah, that's what somebody told me. Kasi one time I would... Yung kakatokin yung
bubong.
Ceiling.
Oh.
Sabi nila, in jeepney driver language, it's a bit rude. There are some that don't like.
Really?
Kasi parang, yung parang... It's so impersonal. Alam mo yung parang nanunutsot ka ng tao.
There's a string nga na parang yung pull-on string to stop.
Full string to stop.
Pull.
Nakalagay. Di ba merong yung ano?
Full?
Na, as in either F-U-L. Nakakita na ako ng F-U-L-L. No. Nakakita na rin ako ng F-O-O-L.
Full
string to stop. Di ba? Pero, like, di ba?
Because what I would used to do
most don't have the string.
I would knock and say, para po.
And then yun nga, they still prefer na kahit papano kinakausap mo. Well, I don't know if it's true, ah. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Pero somebody told me na in that world, parang it's a bit rude for
them. No, kasi sometimes naman, they don't hear it. That's why you need the clinking sound. Yung cling, cling, cling.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then it calls your attention. And then you say, para.
So, you know, for me, because nga, I'm not sanay. Parang, I feel so conscious pag yung parang, para. Yung parang, I don't know, I just feel... Parang I feel I'm doing it wrong. Or
right.
Or obvious na hindi ako Hindi ako sanay sa ginagawa ko. And I don't wanna do that kasi parang you can be like a prey, eh, di ba? For the predators na.
Baka, hindi naman lahat ng ano.
No, I mean like if there were, di ba parang,
ito yung hindi sumasakay. Hello, and the minute you walk into the jeep, parang alam nilang hindi ka sumasakay.
No, di ba mag-ano ka, yung, I don't know how to do it.
Pero baka they might scoot over for you.
Kasi I'm a princess.
No, because...
Stop it. Hindi kasi, di ba, let's face it. Andaming
magbigay galang.
Even in a car, ha? Even when I'm driving, yeah. Tapos may jeepney sa harap ko. May mga ano, ha? Mga unfairness.
Mga type mo pa naman. Mga type mo, pasok eh.
Ay, naku, what if?
Mga type mo, sobrang pasok talaga eh.
Oh, ito. From Mash Plutonium. Late ako kasi yun ang in-order ko na kape.
Ano yun ang in-order?
Kafe late. Latte.
Diba?
I know, right? And then also, OMG and says, kasi maaga ako nagising. Eh, naamoy ko yung sarili kong hininga. Ayun, hinimatay ako. Nagising ako, late na.
Grabe. But do you ever have that? What? That's actually been a problem for me. Na parang I wake up and I'm ready to like, you know, get ready, take a shower and whatever. And then I just fall back asleep.
Yeah. Ako kasi, it's happened to me in the past. But because I was so traumatized,
yeah.
Na yung if I fall back to sleep, parang when I wake up, late na ako.
Yeah.
It's happened to me a couple of times. So sobrang, I hated it.
Mm.
I don't do it anymore. So I don't, even if I'm tempted to like, 5 more minutes. I know kasi yung 5 minutes yan, gigising ako, mataas na yung araw.
Saka ayoko yung ano, kasi I'm supposed to wake up at like 5:15.
Yeah.
That's the latest that I wake up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know how sometimes you wake up at 4:30?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos you're like, but it's still like,
too early.
Oh, it's too early. There's still like 45 minutes left. And then you fall asleep. And then next thing you know, it's
like, ako, I have 2 phones. And both phones will ring at 5. And then at 5:15. And then at 5:30. So 6 times total magri-ring yung phones ko.
Both of my phones are set to alarm at 5, 5:05, 5:10, 5:15, 5:20. All the way to 5:30. And my maid comes in and knocks on the door and says, gising po, sir. I'm this close to asking her to like shake me when I'm sleeping, but then again, it might be like my leg. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That you know, she has to
like to jerk you.
Yeah.
And I can say that's her.
What happened,
General? Oh my gosh. Because you know why I hate it? You know what you were doing? I can see your eyes.
What?
You were looking at something behind
me. No, because she was coming in.
No.
The
pero kasi...
What happened?
Yeah. Okay. Let me explain. The way you were doing it, yung parang... You were looking at something behind me, but you didn't want to panic me. So okay. I was like, what is he looking at? And then suddenly, I feel something like moving behind me. Si Jinri na pala. Oh my gosh, you're going to give me a heart attack. Oh my gosh!
Tsaka talaga,
ay kasi, you were looking at something and suddenly something was behind
you.
She
was walking into the booth. Talaga naman, I don't look.
No, kasi why were you looking? Parang,
what's your knee-jerk reaction when you see somebody walking into the booth?
No way, kasi you were like, alam mo yung parang your eyes were like, moving, parang,
shifting.
And you looked a little like, oh my gosh, there's somebody outside of the booth. Ganun yung expression mo eh. Oh my gosh. Heart attack!
Naku, huwag kang ganyan.
Oh my gosh.
Ay.
All right. So, remember when I said that there was a dako behind you and you broke the chair?
Yeah. That wasn't funny at all. And I had to literally pay for it.
Literally. You paid for the chair.
Ay, naku.
And, OMGN says, kinulit pa ako ni Alice. Sabi ni White Rabbit. Diba? Diba? I'm late. Very, very late.
Kasi pag White Rabbit, I think yung food.
The candy.
No.
Joan Charmtez, na-late ako kasi hinihintay ko si Vin Diesel umuwi sa bahay.
Nox!
Feeling. Mad Matt Mark
says... Inuwi niya rin si Luke Evans.
Ay! Sino yan?
Ay!
Sino yan? Mad Matt Mark says... Kasi ma'am, nagkaroon ng humps yung MRT. Bumagal tuloy yung takbo.
Yung humps?
And, okay, second to the last, from Kiko Monster. Kasi, tulog pa rin yung alarm cock ko. Hindi ba? It's the cock crows.
Ah, yeah.
Diba? The cock crowed thrice. Ayan. So, pag alarm clock mo,
kasi hindi rin bumangon
tandang.
Yung
tandang. Oo.
Hindi bumangon. Nakatulog din siya.
Yes, tandang nga. And the top, way to complete the statement, late ako kasi, comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo says,
late ako kasi nanood pa ako ng laban ni Novak Djokovic. So, tawagin na lang natin itong Jocolate.
That's so annoying.
Nakakainis.
That's so annoying.
Jocolate.
Jocolate.
Diba? So,
so, eh, buti na lang, hindi siya Batanggenyo, di ba?
Yun na nga.
Djokovic,
so,
eh.
Diba? Yeah. So, Jocolate. Just key RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us.
I swear,
I didn't see that coming.
We're so juicy. It kind of just blew up in your face.
Ay, nako. Okay, so, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag late ako kasi.
Parang from behind lang. Hey, can we just say happy anniversary to Jessa and her boyfriend, June June? That's coming from Hendrick Oliva. And a quick hello to Antolin Sangan, who's heading for a meeting today in Calibo.
Hey, enjoy.
So, and to Dear Robert, also tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Summer's on. It starts 93.1. The Bieber featuring Drake with a song called Right Here. Saying what's up to Luis Sagrinas.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Luis. To Mike. You remember Mike? Wakeboarder Mike.
Oh, yeah,
I saw him yesterday at the Avicii concert. He was just like, how do you manage to wake up so early? I didn't.
That's the secret.
The secret. I didn't.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, see, ako si Didi was just thanking Dale Kins for the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for the upgrade.
Yes.
Yay, thank you. And also, can we just quickly say hello to Angel Rain, Butter Baby, Pink and Heels, Celestial Dark Angel, Sherry the Great, Size of Chan, Angelie Desu, and Shivana. That's coming from Takumi 86. And all the Pinoys in CSC Malaysia. That's coming from Ori Sot 17. So good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so we've got the news. Remember earlier I gave you like a little teaser.
Yeah.
A rapid succession of issues has befallen Charisse lately, a lot of which revolve around her startling series of makeovers, including her increasing number of body tattoos, boyish haircut, as well as her clothing choices and controversial photos that have found their ways online. Whereas her mom, Raquel Pempenco, initially expressed concern over the recent changes Charisse had undergone, these days, she's quick to come to her daughter's defense. Here's a rather bizarre string of events.
Okay.
The latest issue involving the YouTube sensation was that she allegedly eloped with Alisa Quijano, a finalist of X Factor Philippines, on which Charisse served as her mentor judge.
Yeah.
The two were said to be acquaintances, even rivals, in previous singing contests long before chancing upon each other again on the show. Mommy Raquel told TV Patrol on Tuesday that Alisa's mother, Lisa Quijano, had initially called her for help in soliciting the media's assistance because Alisa ran away from home with two other girls. Now, Charisse's mom pointed out that no one is certain if Charisse is one of those who fled with Alisa. Moreover, she said that people should not be quick to judge, much less call the incident an elopement. She reiterated that people shouldn't assess her daughter's personality based on her looks, certainly not when Charisse herself has not even addressed the matter. Earlier, though, Mommy Raquel gave her blessing to her daughter to profess her true identity, further fanning the flames that the international singing sensation might really have something to confess, so to speak.
Right. Well, at least the mom's on her side.
Well, she is.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's a little bizarre, though. I mean, because, you know, like the allegations are, or at least the rumor mill is really a buzz.
Yeah.
So we'll see, because I'm pretty sure things will eventually come out. Because right now everyone's just guessing.
Yeah.
Everyone's just supposing, assuming things. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if finally Charisse will actually say something.
And hopefully
about
if she does say something about it, we'll still, you know, respect her for what it is.
Of course. I mean, that is the hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully.
And so there you go. That's our third news bit for this hour. And next hour, we've got the last one. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Your Kikay Barkada, The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you very much to, let's see here, thank you very much to Chinny Yu for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi.
Alright.
Okay. Let's start off with, let's see here. Avria Chocolat says, late ako kasi flat yung private jet namin.
Wow.
Wow.
Pero na-late ka pa rin.
Pero, you know, we always joke about it, but there are people who actually
who really live
have
these, yeah,
private jets. I wonder
and
how it feels.
And they have these kind of problems. But
yeah. Na-flat. Di naman siguro flat. Siguro something.
Okay, parang something
no, I'm sure na-flat. Pero, I mean,
yeah, but not in that way.
Not in that way. So not medyo delikado yun. Life-threatening ang flat
yeah,
sa airplane.
Not in the same way na parang sa kotse lang na parang na-flatan kami.
Di ba? Because
yeah.
I think pag na-flatan ka sa plane, malaking problema yun.
Oh, pag nag-land ka,
pag
siguro
nag-land
malaking
ka,
problema
yun. Diba?
Feeling ko lang.
And also, Lock on Stratus says, may shooting yung Transformers at kinuha akong extra. Oh, but that's a fantasy, huh?
Actually, no.
Diba? If you were actually part of...
But then again, I don't think it's one of those really fun films to shoot.
Yeah, it's all green screen.
Because it's all green screen, yeah. It's all CGI.
They say it's really weird. You're acting
against nothing. Yeah.
And also, Shivana says, boss, alam niyo kung ba't ako na-late? Kasi sa sobrang bait niyo, I had to stop by and buy you this box of dozen donuts.
Nice.
Galing, ha? Ang galing, ha? Kahit mali-late ako, sinacrifice ko na lang yun.
There's always a peace offering.
Diba? And also...
What do you think the coffee is for?
Diba? Kaya umaamaga may coffee ka.
Oh.
And
you
also,
bring good tidings.
Right. How can you get mad at somebody who brings coffee?
Diba? Diba? Or food in the morning when you need it the most.
Diba? Also, Mash Plutonium says, hindi nagising si Ding, so hindi ko mahanap yung bato. Si Darna, nalate.
You know, wait. I haven't watched Darna.
Yeah.
Ding is the bato, diba?
Hindi, Ding ang bato. Si Ding yung parang bato.
Ang may alalay sa bato finder.
Bato carrier.
Bakit di nalang si Darna magdala ng bato?
Nga. That's
diba?
The better question.
Why not?
May AE,
may PA.
May PA talaga.
Diba, so paano kung yung bad guys, kinuha si Ding, edi wala na.
Oo nga, no?
That's Darna's greatest weakness.
Wow.
You just go after Ding when she's not Darna.
Pero si Darna, no? Nalulong sa bato. kasi may... Ano pala, addict pala si Darna.
Pala nagbabato.
Tapos dapat yung nagsishake siya. Ding, ding yung bato.
Ding yung bato. Okay na.
Diba? And also...
Fish Mark says, hindi naman lagi kay Ding yung bato. Minsan lang.
Ay, diba? Pero kasi diba
that's na... Wouldn't it be so much more, ano? Kasi parang, okay, imagine, like, let's just say si Darna, na girls, yung nag-night out siya, pumunta siya, nanonood siya ng Avicii or something like that.
Nag-Avicii.
Oo, talaga, tumutugstog siya. Tapos biglang may dumating na bad guy, eh, na kay Ding yung bato. Eh, si Ding nasa bahay, natutulog.
Oh.
Why don't you just... Ding is Narda's brother.
Yeah.
Darna's brother. Narda.
Yeah. Narda. Narda.
Narda is
the
real name.
Darna is... Diba? Wow.
Ano nga ba ang first
Darna,
name
Darna, Narda. Well, imagine mo, kunyari ako, Chico pangalan ko. Tapos, ang superhero name ko, Kochi.
Kochi.
Diba? O kaya ikaw, Noji.
Okay.
Hindi, pero parang it's such a giveaway.
I know, right? Narda.
Si Narda, Darna. It doesn't take a genius to figure out it's the same girl.
Totoo ba to? Pilay ba talaga si Darna?
Yeah, that's why she can't tugs-tugs without Ding.
Ah, she's Pilay?
She is.
Really?
Well, traditionally.
I never knew that.
I don't know if, like, the newer versions. Diba, there's one na si Marian Rivera na. I don't know if she's Pilay in the that version of it.
Tapos somebody was just saying, si Fishmark was also just saying na pinapatago lang ni Darna kasi gustong nakawin ni Valentina. Yung bato.
Valentina is like the Medusa. She's got, like, snake hair.
Right. So what happens if the bato is with Ding tapos inattack ni Valentina si Darna as Narda? Or does Valentina not know who Narda is?
I think she doesn't know. Baka yun yung whole thing about it. I don't get to watch Darna din kasi. Pero I guess... Well, you can. I guess I'm pretty sure there was a Darna movie already where Valentina targeted the... targeted Narda.
Right.
When she was in Narda form.
In Narda form.
Yeah.
Oh, kasi... If Valentina didn't know who Narda was, then she wouldn't have had Ding hide the bato from Valentina.
Oh, well, yeah.
Diba? Kung di naman siya, gulo.
Oo nga, no? Ang gulo. And also, Alex says, late ako kasi I'm the boss. Minions lang kayo.
Right. Mm. He has the right to do so.
To do so.
But, you know, some bosses are really cool in a way that they lead by example.
Yeah.
Like,
those are the best kinds.
Yeah. As in, they'll really be there even before everyone else.
Exactly.
Just to show them what it's supposed to be like.
Yung parang, this is how it's done.
Tsaka kasi it gives them so much less to talk about na parang, ay, yung boss ko parating late naman or whatever.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. Parang, to lead by example is always the best. Kasi yeah. You don't have to tell them what to do. You're already showing them what to do by your own actions.
Di ba parang the employees would be like, at least dipit. Kasi parang kunwari parating late yung boss. You would always be like, hindi ko alam bakit naging boss yan kasi ganyan-ganyan.
Yeah, yeah. Diba? You avoid all of that.
Okay, sorry. Raining still, just to add to this whole Darna thing. I was just saying that Ding is Darna's brother and it's actually just a scene in the movie where Narda is tied to something. Nalaglag yung bato tas pinaabot niya kay Ding.
Ah, so he's not the stone carrier.
No, it's just, I think it's just one scene lang na para, oy, dalin mo. Kaya Ding ang bato.
Ding ang bato. So it just got ano immortalized. Diba? Ano ba Ding?
Ano ba Ding?
Oo nga, no? Si Ding pala, no?
Hi to
kaya
Vince.
Pala Ding, short for.
Hi to Vince, who's just saying, sabog ba kayo?
No, these are important questions.
It's an actual
These are cultural references that we need to know about.
Right.
You know, why we say Ding ang bato. Yun pala, it's a one-time thing lang pala.
Oh, diba? Had we not asked this question, then nobody would, well, a lot of people like
exactly.
us wouldn't have known.
Wow, okay.
Okay, oh, Fishmark naman now says, hindi brother ni Darna si Ding.
Brother!
Kasama niya lang sa orphanage.
Ah, talaga? I always thought brother.
Now I'm confused. Si Marian naman daw, Pilay. Si Angel, hindi Pilay. As Narda.
As Narda. Oh my gosh, can you imagine that? Hindi ba siya tinokso nun nung si Marian yung Darna? Kasi yung pangalan niya, Ding. Parang Ding Dong.
Oh nga, no?
Di ba?
Ding. Halika nga dito. Hey! Pero parang ano, incest.
Hindi, parang wala lang, di ba?
Sila talaga, di ba?
Can you imagine? Si Marian tsaka si Ding.
Oh, tapos Jotty77 is saying, most of the time, hawak talaga ni Ding ang bato kasi handicap si Narda.
Oh, ano ba naman? Nakakalito naman yan. There's
know,
so many.
Right?
Basta alam ko si Jezebel Mermaid.
Si Jez, she really is a mermaid.
Di ba iba-iba rin yon?
Jezebel.
Yung naging Jezebel.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Oo.
Oh my gosh, no? A lot of them, like, can't walk. Si Narda is a
handicap.
Tapos si Jezebel has a fishtail. Mm-hmm. There's something about the female heroes na they can't walk.
I think they might actually not be related because Avriar Chocolat naman is saying handicap talaga si Narda and they aren't related.
They aren't.
Ding and Narda.
Wow.
Gulo, no? And si Zsa Zsa naman.
Iba naman yun.
Iba naman.
So, pero that's a spoof
parang
on.
Parang she's patterned after
it's
Darna.
It's a spoof diba? On, yeah.
Okay, the original Greyweed, this is saying, the original Mars Ravelo's Darna.
Yes, that's the original.
Ding is Narda's younger brother. And Narda is Pilay.
Yon. So I guess there are variations.
Yeah, siguro yung kay, yung mga bago, Ding isn't the brother. Parang kaibigan
oh, parang
from
parang
the orphanage.
Parang friend na lang.
Oh, parang
usually, talaga bata si Ding eh. Mm. Usually.
Yeah.
So, dapat talaga bata. And batang lalaki.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gulo, no? Hey, hi to Chef Char.
Hello, hello,
who
Chef
says,
Char.
I think Ding ang bato, parang Scotty beam me up lang yun.
Yeah.
Once lang yung ginamit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. This is really interesting.
Si Captain Barbell, bulag?
Hindi, payat lang.
Ah, okay. Kaya ko si Caliber.
Hindi, kasi diba si ano yun? Si,
si
Herbert Bautista?
I was about to mention the name of my classmate from high school who looked exactly like Herbert Bautista.
Hindi, kasi,
I was gonna say it.
Kasi there's the, therein lies the difference. Diba si Darna? Kung sino yung nag-actress na nag-play ng Narda, siya rin si Darna, pero in drag.
Yeah.
Ah, in drag.
I know.
In costume.
In costume. Si Captain Barbell.
Si Captain Barbell from, changes
from,
actor.
Yeah, from Herbert Bautista to Edu Manzano.
Edu Manzano.
Yeah.
Diba? Oh my gosh, it's so interesting. Okay. From OMGN, I have the gasolina syndrome. Every time nagmamadali ako, tsaka nagpapagas yung jeep or yung bus.
Right. Oh, ito naman. To add naman to the Captain Barbell thing, Louis Rapp says, in the Richard Gutierrez version of Captain Barbell, Teng or Captain Barbell was blind.
But not in but the not in Herbert the Bautista Herbert version.
Well,
or wait.
He had glasses,
dun
so it's version, kind of pointless. Yeah.
Dun sa version ni Richard Gutierrez, what was he also Teng? Or,
yeah.
Or was he played... See, that's another difference. It's the same actor who plays Teng and Captain
and
Barbell.
And Captain Barbell,
not
yeah.
like in the old version.
Not in the old version where it changes.
Two different actors, diba? Come to think of it, wait, back to OMGN's entry. Have you ever seen a bus getting gas?
No. You know why?
Why?
They have their own gas pumps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They have their own gas pumps.
That's why I was wondering. Now that I've mentioned it, it's like, yeah, you're right. I've never seen, like, I haven't gone to a gas station na mayroong bus dun sa tabi ko na nagpapagas.
They have their own gas pumps in their garage.
Oh, no, but what if they're, like, going around and, you know, nag-low bat sila.
Well, a full tank of gas naman can last you for what? At least it lasts me for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it can go through a day.
Wow. I never knew that. Okay. And the top. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi, comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Why?
Because somebody... I was actually trying to make sense of this, okay? Before we get to that entry. Max the Max was saying, si Ding kasi ang runner ni Darna. Kasi, one, she's handicapped. Tapos siya lagi may dala ng bato. Hindi kasi siya pwede hulihin ng police kasi minor pa. Tapos literal, bato pala talaga. You get me?
Yes, so the like, drugs kind
I
of
I was
bato.
Trying to like make sense of it.
It's so weird.
And there are so many versions talaga. As in, there are really so many versions of...
Because there have been so many Darnas na.
How many Darnas have there been? Four?
Vilma is the first, I think. And then there's
and then
Marianne Angel. Wasn't... Anjanette Abayari?
Yeah, she was Darna. Also Darna.
I
so
remember.
That's four.
That's four. At
so
least
I guess that's
four.
Different renditions lahat, no?
Diba?
And is it the bato that... It's the bato that gives her power?
Yes.
What happens if Ding is the one who swallows the bato?
He becomes Jaja Saturn.
Yun pala yun.
Kasi Jaja naman is a guy.
Is a... Yeah, is a parlorista.
Oo.
Yeah.
But when he swallows... Ay, parang...
Does he swallow something ba?
He does.
What?
I'm not sure, pero basta, parang ganun din. He becomes a she.
He becomes
very Ranma one half. Very Ranma one half naman.
Ranma one half naman water, di ba?
Water. Pag na-wet siya. That's
si Nora at Sharon din, nag-Darna?
No, Nora was never Darna.
Sharon daw.
Oh, but maybe Sharon. But never
Sharon,
never
Nanette Medved.
Nanette Medved! You're right. She became Darna din.
Regine Velasquez also became Darna.
Really?
Di ba kalaban siya in Darna? Parang I remember.
I remember though the classic ano ba yan? Basta marami yan eh versions eh. Oh my gosh, I want to show you a video. There's a video of Vilma basta funny siya.
Right.
As Darna, as in it's so funny.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe that they actually were serious when they filmed it. But anyway,
nag-Darna daw si Nora.
No!
Yeah.
They would never take the same role kasi 'di ba they were arch rivals. So they would never take the same role.
Ayon sa Captain Barbell si Regine. Because I remember her
parang
seeing her as a villain. And even Dolphy daw was...
Pero spoof na yun.
Oh.
Spoof na yun. And so Cristiano Reynaldo says, late ako kasi nagbasa pa ako ng novel ni Shakespeare. Kaya sorry, Hamlet.
In that train of thought, sige. Oh, sige. Late ako kasi nagluto ako ng breakfast.
Oh, may late.
Yeah. Ay, nako. Kakabwisit.
At saka kumanta pa ako ng Beatles na song. Let it be.
Let it be. Tapos na late din ako kasi may ginawa pa ako.
Ano? Sige, ano?
Wala. Bumili ako ng pagkain.
At saka nagpa-manicure ako eh. Inilagyan nila ng Mirthiolate.
Tama na. We're late.
Okay, fine. You know what to do. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Late Ako Kasi.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. We've got the Top 10, courtesy of Chini Yu. Thank you, the Top 10. Ways to complete the statement, late ako kasi. For Rene Boy says, late ako kasi my pen is not working properly.
Ay, nako.
Bumili pa ako ng bago.
Oo, oh, pag yung pen mo isn't
hindi,
working
hindi
properly.
Hindi ko magala. Ay, hirap talaga.
Nawala ng tinta?
Yon.
Ay, diba? Nako.
Late ako kasi Samar.
Huh?
Samar, the province.
What? Leyte.
Leyte.
Inis.
And then also... let's see here. Coming from Kuya Maui, hindi kasi nagbayad si Vin Diesel dun sa jeep ko, kaya hinabol ko pa siya.
Yung nirentahan na jeep.
Yung palang pinipicturean niya, hindi niya binayaran.
Hindi palang binayaran yun. Nakigamit lang.
And also, okay, Sefoy says, the queen is never late. Everyone else is early.
Where did I hear this from?
Oh, nga, parang it's a line, eh, no? Maybe it's like a Alice in Wonderland or something.
Princess Diaries.
Right.
The Queen of Genovia.
Right.
Okay, okay. Julie Andrews.
Also, let's see here. Ilad Villanueva says, kasi I got lost in our walk-in closet. Tapos our elevator pa at home was not working, so I had to use the stairs.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Diba?
Diba? Annoying.
Hassle. And then I had to like look pa for the car keys because it was lost in, you know, the 100 other car keys that we had.
Eh, diba? I had the keys, pero to which car?
Oh. That was always my problem.
They're all Ferrari, so how can I tell the difference?
Oh, tapos I found out pa that like one of them is coding, so I had to get the other one, find the other key. And the other key pala was stuck inside the Bentley.
Eh, you know naman, the Ferraris, parang, I have so many Ferraris, pero they're the same model, just different colors. So, yeah, they all looked alike to me.
Nakakapikon.
Yeah, you know naman, I'm not into cars. So.
You're not into cars.
Oh, I just like them in different colors. Also, Jay Ryan says, paano naman ako hindi magiging late? Eh, magdamag akong nagpupunas ng mga luhang ibinigay mo sa akin.
Grabe
naman.
Talaga si Jay Ryan, no? Pag mga entries na ganyan, eh.
Winston says, late ako kasi I had this dream that I was already at work. Eh, ang vivid. So, akala ko talaga nasa trabaho na ako.
But you really get that?
I've had that a couple of times. It felt so real.
I've had vivid shower dreams.
Ay.
Hindi, yung naliligo ka na.
Uh-oh.
Kasi diba, syempre, the first thing that you do either when you go to school or you go to work is you wake up, you go to the shower, and then you get ready. And I've had so many dreams na nasa shower na ako. Tapos I wake up only to find out, crap, wala pa pala. Parang I'm still in bed and it's already like, you know, X hour.
Kasi parang it seems so, let's just when you wake up, parang na inception, yung parang, whoa, I'm back to like the first scene.
Yeah, of my diba? Dream. Yeah.
And also, coming from Lilo Boy, late ako kasi walang signal yung Channel 9. Di ba yung dati yung Channel 9? Yung sila lang yung may oras sa bottom right.
You're right.
Remember, para
RPN 9.
If you wanted to know the time,
you would
you just check
them.
Channel 9.
That's right.
More than calling, like, what do you call na? Pag-asa, di ba? You call Pag-asa for...
Pag-asa ba? For the time?
Basta to get the Philippine Standard Time.
Oh, I never...
Oh, basta you, there's a number tried. You call. I forgot
basta I know
one.
That RPN 9 has a clock na.
Di ba?
Yeah, you're right.
Mad Matt Mark says, late ako kasi nawala ng gas yung Batmobile. Eh, este yung kotse ko pala. Nox! Nakakainis. Ilad Villanueva says, napagod ako kasi ang daming unggoy humahabol sa akin kahapon.
Temple run. Okay. Tumi-temple run lang siya.
Lock on Strato says, naligaw ako sa daan na kung tawagin natin ay life.
Nox. Wow.
Okay. Ang lalim nun ah. Cristiano Reynaldo says, ang tagal ko sa perfume story. Kaya ako na late. Tawagin na lang natin tong you that was late.
It's getting worse by the hour.
Also, okay, and the entry that and the top way to complete the statement. Late ako kasi comes from the Pabili guy.
The Pabili guy says,
late ako kasi barado yung inodoro, kaya inayos ko pa. Sabi ng superhero na The Flush.
What a superpower.
What a superpower, di ba?
O di ba, so tuberos na.
Ay!
Ay!
Ay! Ay, kaya lang mabilis.
Ay! Pero batak.
Siya. So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Late ako kasi. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag late ako kasi. Okay, so you know what? Get yourself my e-prepaid card and you might just win for yourself 20,000 pesos weekly for the I Like Load contest.
Right.
Diba? Okay.
It's really simple. I mean, all you have to do is, well, you know...
Apply first.
Yeah, for the My E-Prepaid MasterCard.
Right.
Register at the I Like Load app, facebook.com/eprepaid. Upload your photos with a caption showing things or experiences that you want to load your life with.
That's right. Now, the winners will be judged weekly. 10% will be the number of votes, 30% creativity and wit, 40% relevance of caption to the photo, 20% relevance of caption to My E-Prepaid MasterCard. And one winner per week wins 20,000 pesos My E-Prepaid Load.
Now, this goes on until May 30 of 2013. And, you know, since last week, we did give away an iPad.
I know, that was so exciting.
Courtesy of BPI, of course. Because they were so overwhelmed with the amount of responses that they got, BPI actually decided to give one more iPad end of this week.
One more iPad. And tonight,
that's tomorrow.
Tonight, midnight, is the deadline, okay? Yeah. So tomorrow, we will judge who wins the iPad. All you have to do is send in a picture of your dream shopping. But you have to include hashtag loadyourlifeBPI.
So just, it's as simple as that. You just, you upload a photo of your dream shopping spree.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to tag us. You just have to include the hashtag because that's what we'll click when we're judging the winners.
Exactly. So like, okay, let's just say with me, kasi my entry would be like a bunch of random cars.
Yeah.
That would be my dream shopping spree.
Ako siguro, a picture of me nakatapat ako sa laptop ko tas nasa iTunes.
Diba? Or pwede rin mga ano, para mga feather boa.
Ay.
Ay.
Oh.
Ay.
Talagang feather boa.
So for those of you who miss a chance of sending in their entry, now is the time to start sending your entries because like we said, tonight, midnight, is the deadline.
The deadline. So remember just, the hashtag, huh?
Yeah.
It's hashtag loadyourlifeBPI.
All right. So we'll announce the winner tomorrow and, well, send over your entries.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The final one for today. Let's thank Chini Yu for suggesting this. So the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Late ako kasi Jolio says kasi pogi yung driver. Taxi driver.
Late ka talaga.
Dine Girl says, akala ko Fernwood. Fernbrook pala. And this actually happened
this
to Del
happened
and
to
I.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was horrible. The only time and that we were actually late.
polar opposite.
Super layo. We were in the Alabang one. See, until now, I don't know which is which. We were in the Alabang one. We were supposed to be in the Quezon City one. Can you imagine?
But we actually got there in time.
No, we missed the first part. Pero just the start lang naman.
Okay.
Jessel says, nanood ako ng world-class performance ng isang famous circus. Kaya tuloy, I'm Cirque du Soleil.
And it just will not stop.
Drix and Madmut Mark says, gusto ko lang mamiss mo ko ng kahit konti.
Yeah.
Uy. LS Dominic says, ako yung the man who can't be moved.
Ay?
From bed. Hindi siya maka-ano.
Or I'm never going to leave this bed.
Yeah. Oh. Mockery of Me says, I had to travel to an alternate universe to wake up my counterpart there. Para at least doon, hindi siya late.
I took one for the team.
Uh-oh. Cristiano Ronaldo says, duh. Ayoko nga maging early. I hate worms.
See, the early bird gets the worm. Question is, are you a bird?
Ito, kailangan ano tayo. Kailangan parang role-playing tayo. Okay. I mean, you have to talk to me talaga.
Okay.
Grabe ha, na-late ako kasi, alam mo ba naman, may nanghipo sa akin sa MRT.
Talaga?
Oo.
Oh, sino?
Hindi, ano mo parang, ano, nagalit ka?
Ano, napikon ka, anis ka?
Hindi, pinagbigyan ko na, minsan lang to. And Cristiano Ronaldo says, ngayon lang ako nagising sa katotohanang hindi mo talaga ako mahal.
Nox.
Rusty Clicker says, nalate ako kasi nag-photoshoot si Georgina Wilson, Heart Evangelista at Solen Yusuf sa kanto ng office namin.
Wow.
Nice.
Bye. But they had something, well, Georgina wasn't in it. Yeah. But Temptation Island.
Yeah.
It was Solen, Lovey, Heart.
Anne. No, not Anne.
Bianca? Who was?
Marian Rivera.
I think Bianca King was in it also. Was she? Wait, let's see. Basta, as in, when I saw the photos on Instagram, I was like, damn, imagine going home to that.
Diba? LJ says, Darv says, kinatay pala ni mommy yung tandang kahapon, kaya walang kumakadududu.
Hey, can we just greet Shamsi Sub-Sup a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Shamsi!
Naks close tayo, ano?
Sharkbait says, nalate ako kasi nag-braid pa ako ng hair eh. Sabi ni Rapunzel.
Kaya naman pala.
Kaya siya na-late.
Okay, wait. So it's Marian Rivera, Heart Evangelista, Lovey Poe, and Solen Yusuf.
Yun, there. Kasi four yung main leads. Eh.
Yeah.
And also, LJ Dangerous says, it's better to be late than to arrive ugly.
Sometimes that's true.
Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi hindi ka mag-ayos.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Shivana says,
vowels?
I had loose vowel movement. That's why I was late. And the top way to complete the statement, late ako kasi, comes from the Pabili Guy.
The Pabili Guy says,
hindi kasi ako nanalo ng Fast and the Furious meet and greet. Kaya tuloy, the slow and the cranky ako.
Hey, but you still have a chance to win.
You still have a chance.
A
one more?
Greet. Yeah, one more.
Oh,
courtesy
my gosh.
Of Quick Fix.
Oh!
They're coming up next. And
okay.
You get to give away, well, they're giving away a meet and greet pass.
Well, perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect that was a top entry.
All right.
All right, so there you go. Thank you very much for joining us. And
we gotta go.
Yeah, we have to go. We'll see you again. Oh wait, do you have one? We should answer this.
Actually, that's right. Well, I have a latte.
Sige.
Late ako kasi, yun na nga. Well, the start was, bumibili ako ng kape at late ako nagising. Late ako kasi nanonood ako ng Avicii. Late ako kasi hindi ako nagigising. Late ako kasi, pinakain ko pa yung aso ko. Late ako kasi, honestly, this is an honest like answer. I move so much slower than I used to. Like, I can't, because dati, whenever I would get up, I would just get up and then rush to the bathroom and then run downstairs and then leave.
Yeah.
Now, it takes so long because like, I move slower, I have to be more careful, I can't rush down the stairs. You know what I mean?
Ako, late ako kasi...
And late ako kasi I'm taking one for the team because I buy coffee.
Uy, tumigil ka. Sige. Ako, late ako kasi... Hindi ako late eh.
No. No. But you're very, very rarely late.
Very rarely.
Ah, alam ko na.
Ay, nako.
Can I come up with an entry for you?
Ah, sige.
Late ako kasi kagabi. Nag-Lindsay Lohan ako.
Minsan lang yun, ha?
Late ako, pero nag-absent na lang.
Oh, hindi late yun. Absent yun.
Oh,
eh.
Absent ka talaga.
I was completely knocked out. Among many things.
Grounded ka pa.
I know, right? As in, I've
Who would have thought that at your age you would get grounded?
And I have never been grounded by my parents.
So alam na natin kung sino nag-ground sa'yo.
Kasi nga.
Yeah, kasi you've been a naughty boy.
Very naughty.
Very naughty boy.
No.
Boy.
Naughty.
No. Naughty
okay,
boy.
Okay, so we'll see you again tomorrow.
Alright, we'll see All you guys. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.